Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this episode, it's still draft season. As the NFL draft comes up for 2021, we have some great drafts from history that happened on April 28th, and we'll talk about them all in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with their tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen as we talk about the football history headlines for April 28th, and we have a birthday of Hall of Famers, too, coming up. And let's start off on April 28th, and we'll start off in the year 1987, and it was the NFL draft of 1987 took place, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers used the first overall pick to acquire the University of Miami's quarterback, Vinny Testaverde. Vinny T had a really nice long career in the league, playing for 21 seasons all the way to 2007, wearing uniforms of seven different franchises along the way, with over 46,000 yards passing and 275 touchdown throws. Testaverde is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but there is one of his classmates from this 1987 draft that does own a gold jacket. Purdue cornerback Rod Woodson, who was the 10th overall pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Woodson played 17 seasons himself in the NFL, picking off 71 passes in the process and scoring 15 touchdowns between interceptions, fumbles, and kick returns that he had. And the rest of the top 10, according to the Pro Football Reference, is Cornelius Bennett was the number 2 pick at linebacker from Alabama by the Indianapolis Colts. Houston picked Alonzo Highsmith, a running back out of the Miami of Florida, and Green Bay Packers with the number 4 spot had Brent Fulwood, a running back out of Auburn. Duke linebacker Mike Junkin was picked 5th by Cleveland, and Kelly Stauffer, the quarterback of Colorado State, was picked by St. Louis, the Cardinals at that time, I believe. Reggie Rogers, a defensive end out of University of Washington, was picked by the Detroit Lions, and the Buffalo Bills took linebacker Shane Conlin from Penn State. Who could forget him? Jerome Brown, a defensive tackle from Miami, Florida, the Hurricanes tackle, went to the Philadelphia Eagles, and of course we said number 10 was Rod Woodson, our only Hall of Famer from that draft so far. August 28th, 2007, that NFL draft took place, and LSU quarterback Jamarcus Russell was picked first by the Oakland Raiders. The Hall of Fame wide receiver Calvin Johnson, Megatron, was the second overall selection by the Detroit Lions per the website ProFootballReference.com. So far, Mr. Johnson is the only other player from this class in Canton, but I'd keep my eyes open because we have Joe Thomas and Adrian Peterson and Darrell Revis and others to be in the discussion for the Hall of Fame very soon. And that top 10, after Russell at number 1, Calvin Johnson at number 2, Joe Thomas was number 3, a tackle from Wisconsin to the Cleveland Browns. He played a real great career there. I'm sure we'll see him in Canton someday. A defensive end out of Clemson, Gaines Adams, went to Tampa Bay with the 4th pick. The Arizona Cardinals picked Levi Brown, a tackle from Penn State, with the 5th pick. The Washington Redskins, LaRon Landry, a defensive back out of LSU, he came in at the 6th pick. Then Adrian Peterson from Oklahoma, that great running back who's still playing, I believe. Minnesota Vikings took him. We'll probably see Mr. Peterson in Canton someday, too. Jamal Anderson, the defensive end from Arkansas, was picked by the Atlanta Falcons. A wide receiver out of Ohio State, Ted Ginn Jr., had a real nice long career. By the Miami Dolphins, picked him at number 9, and the Houston Texans picked Amobi Okoye, defensive tackle out of Louisville. Our next story is the newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the Charlotte Observer, and it says, prospects and fans work hard after the draft. And, it's a great article. In the New York Times is where it came from. And the NFL draft has become a lot like football practice for prospects and fans alike. Grueling, seemingly never-ending series of events and obstacles conducted in the pouring rain and stifling humidity. Now, that might not be the case for this week in Cleveland because it's supposed to be in the 40s and rain and drizzle. But the pouring rain part, I guess, holds true. But, they're right. The NFL draft has become quite the spectacle, even back then in 2007 when they were talking about it. I'm sorry, 2011 when they were talking about it. How big that's really become, and then moving it from city to city. It was in Nashville a few years ago. We saw it in Dallas and Philadelphia, Chicago, now Cleveland. Hopefully they'll get it to all 32 cities so all the fan bases can have some enjoyment in that, and we look forward to that this weekend. Now, that 2011 draft that took place on April 28th, an Auburn quarterback, Cam Newton, was the first pick by the Carolina Panthers in that 2011 draft. It's far too early to have a Hall of Fame officially named from this draft class, and we're only 10 years removed, but I'm quite sure in the next decade, some of these names will be found in Canton. We're going to give you a top 11, because I think maybe you can find one or two names that probably will have a bronze bust there in Canton. As we said, Cam Newton was number one. Vaughn Miller, the linebacker from Texas A&M, went to the Denver Broncos with the two spot. Buffalo, they chose Marcell Dareus, a defensive tackle from Alabama. Wide receiver from Georgia, A.J. Green, went to the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Peterson, a defensive back from LSU, went to the Arizona Cardinals. Julio Jones, wide receiver from Alabama, went to the Falcons. And Alden Smith, a defensive end from Missouri, went to the San Francisco 49ers. Washington's University of Washington quarterback Jake Locker went to the Tennessee Titans next. And Dallas chose Tyron Smith, a tackle from USC, with a ninth spot. Jacksonville grabbed quarterback from Missouri, Blaine Gabbert. And at number 11, a defensive end from Wisconsin, Houston Texans took J.J. Watt. So watch out for some of those names. I think you may see them very soon in Canton, Ohio. April 28th, 2016, another NFL draft, and Cal quarterback Jared Goff is the first pick by the Los Angeles Rams. The ProFootballReference.com identifies the rest of the top 10 players, and they are, after Goff, we had Carson Wentz, a quarterback from North Dakota State, went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Those two quarterbacks have really been in the news this offseason, both getting traded from their former teams. Goff with the Rams getting traded to the Detroit Lions, and Carson Wentz, he has gone elsewhere also. The next pick went to the San Diego Chargers, Joey Bosa, defensive end out of Ohio State. Another Ohio State player, running back Ezekiel Elliott, was chosen next with the four spot, so Ohio State showing up 3 and 4. Florida State cornerback Jalen Ramsey went to Jacksonville with the next pick, and Notre Dame tackle Ronnie Stanley went to the Baltimore Ravens. DeForest Buckner, defensive end from Oregon, went to the San Francisco 49ers. Tennessee Titans picked up Jack Conklin, tackle from Michigan State. And a Georgia outside linebacker, Leonard Floyd, went to the Chicago Bears. And rounding out the number 10 spot, the New York Giants took Eli Apple, a cornerback from Ohio State. So we had three Ohio State Buckeyes go in the top 10 of that 2016 NFL draft. In 2018, the second or third day of the 2018 draft. Shaquem Griffin is the first one-handed person to be drafted in the NFL, and that's for the Seattle Seahawks. So that was quite a historic moment. And now we'll go to our birthdays of Hall of Famers for this April 28th. And in 1947, Pawhuska, Oklahoma, Bill Enert, the big fullback from the Oregon State that played from 1966 to 1968, he was born. Bill was often referred to as the Earthquake because in part of his thundering and very punishing style running the ball, according to the National Football Foundation. He was a linebacker at first and then had the mindset of a backer when he started him and moved him into the offensive side of the ball. A perfect example of this is in a game against Utah one season when the Beavers had to start a quarterback that had little experience. They handed the Earthquake the ball 50 times times in that game, and he pushed the pile for 299 yards. The 1967 Oregon State squad was known as the Giant Killers because they brought down powerhouses such as number 2 Purdue, number 1 USC, and tied number 2 UCLA. Enhart was very impressively displayed a 135-yard performance on 24 carries in the upset of number one ranked USC Trojans. Bill was a first-team All-American as a senior, as well as a two-time academic All-American and a two-time All-Pac-8 conference player. Bill Enhart was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2011 after the National Football Foundation tallied up their votes. And after school was completed, Bill was taken with the first pick in the second round of the 1969 NFL draft by the Buffalo Bills, and he played three seasons for the Bills and the Oakland Raiders. You know, what some great football history we discussed here for April 28th. You know, you wouldn't think there would be that much history going on in April, but we are, you know, really putting our ears to the ground and going through the old newspapers and books and finding you some great history. And, you know, of course, the drafts really help out a lot this time of year. And we're excited to see what transpires for this year's draft, as I'm sure everybody is, and all rooting for your team to take the best player that'll put them over the edge. And that's always exciting. And something else that's exciting is to go to sportshistorynetwork.com. And see, you know, all my partners over there. You know, we just been talking a lot with Joe Ziemba and Jeremy McFarlane and Aaron Harris. You know, they've been coming on the show quite a bit, and you know, they all have great podcasts on there, as well as, you know, Arnie Chapman and Warren Rogan, Dana Augustur, and, you know, Daniel and Andrew Newman. You know, just some of the names. You know, Oz Davis, some great names that we have there, and many more. So make sure you check out those podcasts, sportshistorynetwork.com, and also check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, where we have, you know, exciting articles every single day on sports history, football history, I'm sorry. We stay in the lane of football and we try to bring you everything we can on the game of football. And our search engine on pigskindispatch.com is one of the most powerful football search engines you can imagine. You can put just about any football term or name or team in there, and results should come up multiples from the entire Sports History Network. Everybody's doing great articles on there. Should come up, and you can listen to podcasts or articles. So check out that Earl to Go powered search engine on the Pigskin Dispatch. Again, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch. Pigskin Dispatch, two separate words, on Facebook, and go to the R Sports History on Reddit, and you'll see us there as Pigskin Dispatch 2, and Pigskin Dispatch also, I should say, and you'll find some great things going on there too. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.